It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In 2023, the Port of Duluth Superior stayed open for its latest season. It marked the longest season for international shipping traffic on record, a total of 277 days. With record low ice coverage on Lake Superior, the port stayed busy with ocean-bound salties, as they're called, moving tons of cargo like grain and steel. Superior is the coldest and deepest of the Great Lakes, and it is one of the fastest warming lakes on the planet due to human-caused climate change, which is having effects on the shipping industry. So what has the 2024 shipping season been like for the Great Lakes' most western port? We check in now with Deb DeLuca, Executive Director of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. Deb, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Well, Kate, thank you for having me on the show. You know I have a soft spot in my heart for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you. Well, let's turn to last year. Your port moved over 30 million tons of cargo across over 700 ships. That was up nearly 5% from 2022. And, you know, as 2024 comes to a close, how was shipping activity this season?
Yeah, it's a decent year. I'm going to say compared to last year, it's more of an average season. But of course, there's highlights, and we can talk about those. So, but we're watching the last few weeks of the year, see how it plays out. But we're expecting it to be a bit below last year, but an average season overall.
What were the predominant types of cargo that these ships were carrying over the season?
Well, I also have to give a plug for iron ore is always the predominant cargo in the port. Mm. You know, it's the cargo through the terminal or through the port. And it's absolutely, you know, we're critical. The port of Duluth Superior is critical in the nation's steelmaking supply chain, the iron ore coming out of Minnesota's Iron Range. And then it goes on water to reach the steelmaking facilities on the lower lakes. It also moves through two harbors and Silver Bay as well. So just a reminder of that context. But we had a really nice, we've had a great year for exports. And grain in particular is on pace for its best finish since 2021. And it's still not back to pre-COVID levels, but it's fantastic to see that uptick. It's positive for our port and for consumers around the world who enjoy that high-quality wheat that moves from the Midwest and through our port.
What do you think is driving that uptick in exports?
Well, grain is always such a tricky commodity to make any sort of authoritative declaration about. But we've had a good harvest, for one thing. Oftentimes it's challenging for us to compete because our dollar has been so strong. But it probably speaks to markets elsewhere in the world perhaps not being as competitive.
Hmm. Last year, ice coverage on Lake Superior was near record lows in January. What do you anticipate for ice coverage and what does that look like ahead of you as the season ends and you could possibly extend a season?
Well, I can see the harbor from my window. It's still very blue out there. And we had a very warmer than normal autumn. Ice is just barely starting to form. Lake Superior was at 1% ice coverage as of yesterday. Beyond that, it's hard to predict. I'm expecting it to be bigger, icier than last year. And beyond that, I don't have a crystal ball answer for you.
Sure. But what do you take into account when considering extending a shipping season?
Well, we don't actually make that determination. So the SULOCs have a set open and closing date, and that sets really the laker season for our port. And then the Seaway also sets their date well in advance. The Seaway, which then sets the ocean-going vessel season expectations, they have been trying to extend their season a little bit the past few years, but they're not going to react to more or less ice in the system at this point and extend the season.
In terms of the large ocean-going vessels and a season that is extended, can you look back to last year and give us any takeaways there?
Sure. Last year we had our longest ocean-going season. We had the earliest arrival on record, which was March 28th. That was the federal dart, and the latest ocean-going departure, which was on December 29th. So that was a 277-day season. This year, all the ships must be clear of the Montreal Lake Ontario section of the St. Lawrence Seaway by noon on January 5th. Of course, that's next year, 2025. In normal conditions, it's about a 5-day sail from Duluth Superior to Montreal. So ocean-going vessels will depart Duluth Superior by December 31st. They are most likely to leave sooner in order to allow for the unexpected.
I wonder, in general, Deb, would a longer shipping season boost economic benefits for the port? Does that at all have an impact?
Well, certainly, the more vessels, you know, the longer the season, the more vessels in and out. And a key element is that most of the customers that use this as a supply chain know what to expect from the season opening and closing. But that little bit of extra length to the season means that they can plan to get one more, let's say, import or export vessel in and out of here before the season closes. And that certainty to plan around around an extended season would have, I would say, of course, add to economic impact.
Are there efforts to improve efficiencies at the port that could help to meet the demands, you know, now and in the future, for if you are faced with longer shipping seasons, for instance?
Oh, that's a great question. The season's been a little longer. You know, the ocean-going season has been a little longer the last couple of years. And, you know, efficiencies, we're always seeking for increased efficiencies and productivity at all of the terminals. But in reality, this isn't a port like, let's say, Houston, where you have a vessel in and out every few hours. Mm-hmm. So you need to plan and make sure that the timing and is right and that the berths are open. And that's generally not the situation here. So it's not, that's not as much of an issue from an operation standpoint.
So you mentioned Houston, a huge port, and that brings me back to during the pandemic, the supply chain bottlenecks we saw, you know, ports like Los Angeles that were just going 24/7 to alleviate all of that shipping congestion. And I'm wondering, has your port or other Great Lakes ports helped to alleviate any shipping congestions by routing through you after that cargo crisis we saw during the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a really thorough answer would be complicated and take up well beyond your show length. But I can say that, yeah, absolutely. During COVID, we saw huge supply chain disruptions that have really carried forth to today. Like they've had ongoing impacts. And there were a number, shippers were looking at our system, the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway system, as a possible pressure relief valve to at least take some of the pressure off a portion of their supply chain needs. And some of that has continued on. At the same time, COVID also saw in our region, the closure of some, you know, big shipping customers that use this port. So in one particular, for instance, was Verso, the paper plant that was here in Duluth. So we've seen, in our own terminal, which is the Clear Public Marine Terminal, it's the one general and break bulk terminal in the harbor. In other words, we're the one terminal in the harbor that gets the cargo that you lift with cranes and you know, the heavy lift cargo. So and we also handle containers on water. It's the only terminal in the port that does. So what we saw during COVID was that a lot of shippers could not get access to containers to get their goods into the middle of the country or out of the middle of the country. And our agent who operates our terminal helped those shippers charter vessels to bring their goods in in the holds of ships instead, in bulk in the holds of ships. And so some of those customers shifted to that mode of transport and still use sort of a blended solution today.
Ah, so you're seeing some of those customers sticking around.
Yes, or sticking to that mode of transportation. Sure. The hallmark of, you know, the hallmark of our terminal is that we have these flexible supply chain options. We can move goods, you know, by vessel or by rail or by any number of options. So yes, we've had a number of customers who've continued to use that that option. And what's actually helped that develop even further is that we subsequently started a regular liner service between Antwerp and Duluth. That liner service also stops at Cleveland. And so what that means is there's a vessel coming on a regular schedule. You can parcel it out. You don't need to fill the entire vessel. If you're a shipper, you can just use part of the vessel. And you can get your stuff into the middle of the continent on a regular basis.
So you mean between you and Belgium?
Yes, between Antwerp, Belgium, and Duluth. And yeah, it stops at Cleveland as well. And and that's been a very successful endeavor. Again, I think that we know that regular schedule is the key to the success of that liner. We have had cargoes that come into Duluth and go as far away as the Pacific Northwest, and also come from as far away as Alberta to go through our port on that service.
We're talking about the Great Lakes shipping season as it comes to a close with Deb DeLuca, Duluth Superior Port Executive Director. Deb, as you think about all of the different machines and, heavy lifting cranes to move this cargo, there are some seaports that are really trying to work on reducing their carbon emissions in their operations, you know, maybe moving off of diesel or other fossil fuels to power their, port activities. Are there efforts to create cleaner operations in the Great Lakes ports?
Yeah, absolutely. I should mention that the Port of Duluth Superior and the Duluth Seaway Port Authority, we're members of the American Great Lakes Ports Association, which represents the U.S. the port authorities on the U.S. side of the Great Lakes. We're all interested in pursuing lower carbon emissions. As you might expect, it costs a lot of money, and you don't just do it randomly, right? So we actually had a climate action plan prepared for our terminal this year that it lays out, you know, it identifies the best routes, you know, in other words, the lowest fruit to the lowest hanging fruit to the highest hanging fruit to go after to reduce our carbon emissions, and, you know, lays out a plan for us to be zero emissions by 2050.
As you look at that plan, what will be your biggest challenges that you'll be grappling with?
Money. Honestly, money. We have a great, our utility, we're served by Minnesota Power. They are already, I believe, they're at 50% renewable already. So we have, a good green electron source here. But for instance, in our case, we'll go after a certain portion of our lift equipment first and the charging equipment to go with that, and then move on from there. But we need to be able to capitalize that.
Are there federal grants that could help along the way?
There was the Clean Ports grant that was put out by the US EPA that was funded under the Inflation Reduction Act with $3 billion. And unfortunately, they put that all out in one big grant round because it took a while to get it out, and they were in a hurry to get it out, understandably. But we competed we put in a statewide application for Minnesota through the U.S., through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And unfortunately, we were not successful. So we will continue to seek grant funding opportunities as they're available. And then we just have to schedule the purchases, the capital into the future. But there are other opportunities out there.
It is that season of reflections and goal setting. What do you most look forward to in your 2025 port operations?
Well, you know, I'm going to speak first to the liner service, because not only we started that, not this shipping season, but last shipping season. And what we found is we had enough sort of base speed cargo coming out of the Mediterranean that we have almost a secondary liner service. Well, it is a secondary liner service. It isn't quite as regular coming out of the Mediterranean. It comes all the way into Duluth. So looking forward, we are planning on ways to expand the use of that service. We are looking at connecting with other ports on the West Coast, for instance, and we have lots of plans up our sleeve.
With that diversification, and say a liner, whether the liner you have is going to Belgium or you have activity in the Mediterranean Sea, does that expand the type of cargo that you see moving through the port?
I'm going to say yes, and we hope so to a greater extent. I mean, it really should. Although, again, couch that in, this is the liner service that comes to our terminal. We handle the general and break bulk cargo containers. We can also load, you know, some of those vessels have a very flexible holds structure and can potentially also be loaded with grain to come in for another terminal as well.
So during the season, in the winter season, when you're not seeing these, big salties and other cargo vessels moving through your port, where do large freighters go during the winter months?
The Lakers have to go. It's their opportunity to get their maintenance done. And they have, you know, they all have a specific maintenance schedule that they need to maintain and a 5-year schedule that they need to hit. And so those ships go for layup at various places around the lake, at lakes, I should say. And we have, right here at our terminal, we have 3 vessels coming in for layup. And I know there's other ones that are coming to our port, but I don't know what terminals they are.
And so these ships will go in for all sorts of maintenance during these more dormant months when they are not carrying cargo.
Yeah, and it's, you know, for our region, that's significant workforce benefit too. Fraser Shipyard is right over on the Superior side. They are, a key ship builder in the Great Lakes, and they do a lot of maintenance. So the ships that are here at our terminal, those will be Fraser personnel coming over here to do, and other tradespeople throughout the region coming to do the work on the vessels.
Well, Deb, it's good to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us. We, you know, appreciate your interest in the port.
That was Deb DeLuca, Executive Director of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. We talked recently about the close of the 2024 shipping season and other port initiatives coming up in this new year.
Thank you.